a good thing to have happen. So I'm phoning them on Sunday, and now it's been over a month, and it's still saying that they haven't, or they've received the order and they're preparing for shipping. And I'm going, okay, well, Laura's gone and ordered other things after that, and they've already showed up the house. Like, what's going on with this stuff? And they're still showing available product on the Amazon.com or CA, because I'm in Canada here, and they're showing this. This is, oh, available product. Okay, this is great. So I phoned on Sunday, and I'm talking to somebody, and all I just want to do is find out what's going on with the order, because it's really weird that you're not getting a confirmation email that it's been sent. Like, money's already been taken out for this stuff, and they've already accepted the money. But the thing is, it was that not yet. Like, okay, well, why are we waiting on this item that they're not giving us a delivery date or anything like this? And I had this happen with a fly fishing rod that I was getting that was coming in, and then after 2 months, they're like, okay, well, they just refunded the money. Okay, it's not coming. And I was like, okay, well, why wasn't this done? Like, this is an Amazon Prime item, right? And this is like, okay, well, you're putting that on there, Amazon Prime. So get to the part of this story that goes on is that talking to this lovely person, which I had no problem talking to, and I was being very polite, but very asking questions into it, and asked many, many questions with them. And I said, are you reading a script? Are you just trying to bide my time so I get frustrated to go offline, that I hang up? And I think that's probably what they were trying to do, but they didn't anyways. But or I didn't hang up. And finally goes through, they go, says, okay, we're sorry for your inconvenience. We're giving you $16, which basically is like 2 months of a Prime membership there refunded. It says, we're giving you $16 on your next purchase from Amazon. This is great. I'm going, okay, well, thank you. It says, like, can you still at least find out what's going on with this stuff and check it out? And even when I was talking on the phone with them, they were going, this is really odd. This is weird. Like, why are we getting this? Like, this shouldn't be happening. And I said, this is another part. This is a good thing to do if you're ever going to talk to people, is that tell them that you're also recording, because they always tell you, says, we're recording this call for customer service and for training purposes, and you tell them that you're also recording the call, and you'll see how information gets sort of a little bit changed or transferred, and you'll see how far up the line of the script that they're reading that you go and pass through. So anyway, so on the Sunday, the first time that I'm calling about this, it goes through, and they said, okay, yep, you're gonna get a $16 credit for your next Amazon purchase. This is coming from the supervisor that's also on here talking with this. And they says, yeah, it says guaranteed $16 credit. We're crediting your account now. So Monday ends up happening. I'm going, okay, well, we got this $16 credit. Awesome. And this is great. So my birthday's coming up, May 25th. And I've been looking about getting a wetsuit, like a little shorty wetsuit there. And I saw one there. It was on sale, Amazon Prime. And go to go and Laura says, yeah, go ahead and purchase it. We got also a $5 coupon. So this wetsuit now is like, well, okay, we'll take all this stuff off. Like, we're almost getting this like for like pennies on the dollar. And it's like, awesome deal. I says, this is great. Like, you're not gonna find this, because usually I used to order a lot of stuff. Me and my middle brother, that's like, I'm the oldest of three boys. And my middle brother, we used to get things from Overton's in the States and get them delivered to the States, but now we can't cross the border, and really great prices, because Canada prices and US prices, totally different spectrum and scale on things. Like, we've already talked about this before with booze and stuff like that. Like, you can go down to Duluth, Minnesota, and get 66er for like about for $9, but up here in Canada it costs you almost 100. So that's just the crazy thing. Hey, and guess what? We got Botox here, both gyms here.
How you
Hey,
doing, everybody? How's it
hey,
going?
good, good, good. Yes, let me just finish off this one little part there, anyways, about my dealing with Amazon Prime. So, anyway, so the next day I order this wetsuit, and they're saying, well, this credit doesn't exist. This is only for a promotional item. And I'm going, promotional item? What do you mean? It says only things that Amazon makes. It says, what does Amazon make? Said, this is Amazon Prime. This is a recommended item. What is going on with this? So I go through another hour with Amazon with the people there, and the girl reading her script, arguing with me. Finally, she gives up, and I said, you know that I'm a radio host on UPRN, and I'll probably be talking about this. All of a sudden, next she goes, well, I'll put you forward to my supervisor. And so next thing you know, I get in touch with the supervisor. She goes, yes, I was listening to the whole thing, and yes, we're going to give you a $20 complimentary coupon off of the item you've ordered, and plus you get to keep your $16 promotional credit that can be bought for an Amazon product. And I go, okay, so what is an Amazon product? They don't make anything, so that's basically in a limbo. So that was just a
No,
crazy thing.
that does happen. Just kind of playing off of what you just said, I've gotten a few of those promo codes, and I've had the same exact question of what the hell do they make? They're just a distributor.
Yeah, that's right. They're in the middle. Well, I'm super glad you guys were able to make it here. There, how's it going there, Big Jim? And
Doing very well,
little
thank you. Doing very well.
Do also doing very well.
We had
Awesome.
a quick family meeting if you want to indulge there.
Yeah, we me and my wife, we just got the news of our second child. So yeah, thank you. So we put together this big Zoom meeting. That's why we're a little late to the conversation. Sorry about that.
Not a problem. Yeah, no, that's great. So that's really great news. So do you
Thank
know
you.
if it's gonna, so you gotta wonder, you guys deal with in your podcast about strange events and stuff like that. Are you sure that it isn't an alien?
Honestly, that's a very good question. I cannot confirm or deny.
Well, it's close. It's Mexican.
Every time I hear about that Mexican and alien, I think of that Cheech Marin song there. I was born in East LA, never
Yeah.
crossed over the border.
Yeah. Or the movie.
Oh yeah. Yep.
So
So
what's
what do
new?
you, I was gonna ask you guys, so besides like this great news that you got a little alien coming out in, I guess, 8 9 months or whatever, or maybe it goes quickly and maybe it's out in 2 weeks. Who knows, eh? But besides that, I started off the show says I really didn't want to talk about the sea, and I didn't want to talk about the president and the U.S. politics because you know what? I've been so sick of being inundated with that CRAP for such a long time. It's just sort of depressing, right? So it's
Oh
like,
yeah.
so what do you guys go besides this happy news of pregnancy? What else do you guys got going on there that seems happy news besides what you're doing with investigating murders?
At the moment, not too much. We are doing some investigating stuff. We were supposed to do a story last night, but unfortunately, the connection wasn't very good, and we couldn't really connect. So we're probably going to try either later on tonight, if not tomorrow. But that's mostly it. We have an episode coming out tomorrow. It is about the shortest short version that I can give you. Just imagine the movie Taken with Liam Neeson,
Oh, yeah.
but with a Mexican mother.
Ooh.
It was actually a pretty good story. I've never heard of it. When he told me, it was actually intriguing. And then he kind of threw in a joke in there, but I'll let you guys listen and watch it. But just to cut in real quick, this connection that I have with you today, Dale, is much better than last week. What was there an interference on your guys' part going in?
Well, what we're getting at, we're changing with my neighbor moved out and they were stopping that connection, and we're getting
so you were using your neighbor's Wi-Fi.
No, we have our own, but they were connecting into ours because of a different part for cable, and we're on a regular one, but we're getting a fiber optic put into our house because last year the construction people that were doing the road accidentally cut the internet cables. So we got bumped up. We're not supposed to really get it till like for two more years, but they because they screwed up there. So I think it's Thursday this week we're getting fiber optic put into the house. They ran the cable on the weekend time, so it's just sitting there right outside right now. I'm just waiting for them to give us the new wireless router and modem and all that stuff there for the house and hook up the stuff. So actually I'll be even faster and clearer than I am there tonight. But that's just the amazing thing about technology.
Yeah. Dale, I have a quick question for you. So the last episode that we did with Laura Lee, we talked a little ghosts there. Yeah. Your show, do you lean more towards conspiracies? Do you lean more towards cryptids? Or what exactly do you like to speak on?
I like, I'm interested in to the part about wonder that I can't explain. So if it goes into the paranormal, I have an engineering background and stuff like that. So I'm like with science there, like I'm trying to prove things, right? And I'm fascinated with the cryptids. I'm like, this little people thing is like amazing thing that I never even knew that a lot of the native reserves and native population actually thought of. And then they thought about that more little people than they thought about Bigfoot. They thought like these little people were, that was a more of a talking point and a more worrisome thing to deal with. And I was like, wow, I says, really? I says, and then with talking with Varla Ventura and the books that she wrote about these little people and fairy people, elf folk and stuff like that, like, well, this is actually sort of a big topic that sort of is sort of laughed at or not looked at, like Santa Claus and the elves. Oh yeah, that's all make believe. But a lot of native reserves think that these little people are out there in the bush. And
is that what they call the and correct me if I'm wrong, the Homo floresiensis?
Okay, then that's going into the Bigfoot thing there, right? Homo floresiensis, or that's the small dwarf.
The smaller ones, yeah.
Yeah, see, that goes into, it changes around the way people think about it. As you go around through area going from northern Canada going down towards South America, and then you go out there, like if you get into skinwalkers, there's a lot of different things. People call them Wendigos. People call them that they're people, natives that went dark arts and ate human flesh, and they were murderers to get rid of other tribes. But then you get a different take on them, that they're these wicked spirits. They were a bad shaman. It's really, really, that's what the whole interesting thing that I find about this is really interesting. And this comes into another part about when you guys are looking into your stories about dealing with stuff, is anything sort of magical that would be sort of related to the native? And I'm using native as a very open general term of... be Mexican, Navajo, Native, Ontarian, Ojibwe, Cree, because I'm Métis, right? I'm like, my grandmother was Cree, and
oh wow, really?
Yeah, and so this is why I sort of like, oh well, I said I never heard this. My grandmother was taken from a reserve and thrown into the foster care service or system there, and had to.
Oh.
She was one of those ones that were plucked away and then put into foster care, and then she went into school. And my grandmother, she grew up in the Catholic religion. She learned like Latin. She spoke many languages. It was surprising.
But I've heard about that.
But she was also a very tiny woman with very amazing skills, but also a good belly for booze. So
sounds like a really awesome lady.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, that's she's long past now. Eh, like my dad's passed away there back in early 2000s there too, at an early age. But yeah, but these are things like stories. Like my grandmother had to hide that she was Native. And because she would not be accepted, like when my grandfather died, her husband, they did not even have a record of my grandmother even existing in Canada. She couldn't even collect. they had no record of her being alive, so she couldn't.
Holy cow!
They couldn't even old age security pension. Like she had to go through a whole bunch of stuff, and then the whole thing about. The whole toxic thing about thinking about natives in a certain way that they were bad people. That's why she always kept it on the down low that she was that. And then when it finally came out and I was like, wow, I wish she would have talked about this, but it was always frowned upon.
Right.
Yeah.
I also have another question. This is actually going to be a future topic. That I'm going to discuss with my dad here. But you said you're from Ontario?
Yep. I'm born here in Thunder Bay. Lived in Toronto for the 70s and then back here and then up north and then out in all other places there. Yeah.
So then it's safe to say that I think you know what Highway 66 is, right?
Yes.
That is insane.
Oh, is that highway of tears or something like that, or fears?
There's actually two highways. There's another one that's goes from north of Fort Francis, Kenora, that goes up, and they had to rename the highway because there was like a amount of deaths that were happening on that highway that left Kenora going north, Highway 666, and they renamed the highway. I think 514 or something like that. I have to double check on that. But yeah, there was a deaths every year. People just falling off the road, and
it just and like they didn't. So has there been any explanation as far as how the highway of tears? Has any further news came out about it? Anything?
No, really. Yeah, that's a weird. There's a parts you can look online, and there's some little reports that some newscaster has written that's there, but it was never a big story because everybody sloughs off that stuff. Anything that's paranormal here, basically in Canada, has been sort of sloughed off and put away. Like you know about the Falcon Lake stuff that happened in Manitoba, where the UFO had come down there. And then the people that died around there, they got all the sickness around that.
No.
Falcon Lake or Eagle Lake. Yeah, it's just right over from Ontario into the Manitoba border. As you're going along the Trans-Canada Highway, it's about Ontario into Manitoba. Maybe it's about 60 miles, I think. But not even 60 miles. Maybe about 30 miles. And there's a big, huge park in that. But there's a huge story of alien UFO that crash landed there. And the U.S. military came in and invaded into Canada. Like there was lots of stories about this thing there, and this is actually talked about. And this happened, I think, in the 60s or 70s or something like that. But the people that were affected by it, that witnesses, and that they died of some sort of weird radiation, and people that went to go and snoop out that area and stuff like that, end up having serious burns and stuff like that because but this is stuff if you look for this stuff. This is why I always say this is so amazing, asking questions and researching stuff. And I tell everybody that listens to my show, research, go out and look for this stuff, and but get as many sources as you can. Like this stuff is like public knowledge. But some people say, well, the news didn't say that was true, so right. That's not true, right? People believe, even my mom is surprised, and I was out at camp there with her to go and get the camp ready, and even my mom believes what they're saying on the mainstream media as legitimate proof, just like, well, that's there. Don't bother to research it, right?
Yeah.
So I know later this year that it was a topic on our news around here that they were going to finally acknowledge the fact that there have been UFO and extraterrestrial intervention between us and them. Is that something? I know you guys have a prime minister. You guys don't have a president, correct?
Yeah, we have a prime minister.
Now, is that something that's obviously integrating into your guys's neck of the wood? Is that something that's going to be brought out to expose as well?
Well, we had a guy that Paul Hillier, I think he was I guess we would call him like a joint chief of staff or whatever, but he was in Army intelligence up here in Canada. And I think now, since he's retired, he's willing to reveal secrets. So you have to always sort of wonder, right, when somebody comes out to reveal secrets that's involved with military or government, if they are wagging the dog, or they sort of just giving sort of certain little things there to sort of dissuade opinions, or maybe they actually are telling the truth, right? This is the whole thing that you get locked into, is Hollywood, all these movie producers and that are doing stories about dimensional beings coming through and technology. Is they just doing that so that everybody else can say, well, that was a Hollywood movie, that's not really true, when it actually is true being done?
That kind of reminds me on the fake Hollywood stuff, like the whole story of what was that movie that came out?
Which one?
with Mila.
Oh, The Fourth Kind.
Fourth Kind.
In Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was such a bummer that was all scripted.
Yeah,
because something like that. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen an owl up close, but they're freaking terrifying. So I can understand that whole theory that they're talking about owls being extraterrestrial or looking like an extraterrestrial, because that's exactly what they look like up close, especially when they don't have wings.
Yeah, that's owls is one there. And the octopus, another thing that sort of is really, really challenging. Oh, you got, look at this. I got...
Hey, there she is.
I got to get ready. You didn't give me any notice. I was still promoting my show. I was getting ready fast as I've ever gotten ready. Hi, boys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well. Good. Sorry, I barged in. I heard something about owls.
Yeah, no. I was asking about owls and extraterrestrials. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think it's Mike Clendon. Have you followed his work on YouTube about the owls?
No. I just mentioned it about the movie The Fourth Kind.
I think it's The Fifth Element.
That's a different movie. That's what Bruce Willis. Judge of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me check him out, because I'm sure it's Clendon. He's done a lot of stuff and study on UFOs and owls for some reason. And he's finding that most people that have had either an abduction story or they've had a UFO experience, or even saying, I really want to see, thank you, I'm trying to hide my roots, thank you. We can't see you anyways.
That's all right.
So what happens is with this, like if they want to see a UFO, they start seeing owls for some reason. It's crazy. And he's written books about this and done research, and really fascinating. If you can check out, he's done a couple of really good lectures on YouTube and stuff.
So that kind of goes into what Dell was mentioning about skinwalkers. Is that kind of like a transformation from reality to subconscious? Is that something that he's trying to link between?
Well, like, you mean like a tulpa?
Well, this is no. Tulpas is part
of
it.
Yeah, but that's from reality, or from consciousness to reality.
But this is where I've been sort of looking at this stuff there for the past year, looking at this, and I'm wondering, and this is why I talk about these little people and why Native culture has been talking about these small ones that are manipulators, shapeshifters, and stuff like that. Maybe these little things, whatever they are giving you a version of, you're thinking you're going out in the bush looking for Bigfoot, so they make themselves look like Bigfoot, or they make themselves look like the Mothman, or they make themselves look like Ogopogo, or they make themselves look like Ogopogo Loch Ness or whatever, stuff like that, or just different things, right? Because they can manipulate, shapeshift, but also manipulate your mind. And a lot of stuff deals with time loss. And it's a really sort of interesting phenomenon that happens. And another thing, if you guys, I don't want to mention his name, but he does this thing called Missing 411. And
oh my gosh, yes, I have seen that.
And I don't want to mention this because he got really mad on the internet about anybody mentioning his name. And I'm not getting any money from any of this, but he made it sort of apparent on there that if you mention his show and that and you're not giving him money, he would be upset. So anyways, this Missing 411 DP stuff there is that a lot of things that he found is that where these parks in the U.S. and Canada happen is that there's a military base within a certain distance away from this stuff. And so then you have to go into the conspiracy part and look at it and go, what is the government doing in with all that black budget money? Are they putting frequencies out there, they're opening portals that people are disappearing and missing? Is that could be a possibility? Is there stuff going on there? Is there more things that are out there that they're not going in and telling us, right?
What do you think, Dad?
You know, this whole thing, just actually talking to someone from up north. I mean, we're so used to having our folklore and our tales and in the States, and to listen to him talk about it, it's not really foreign, like a foreign language, yeah. But it just really shows how big this world is. Like, I mean, my other question was, we were talking about, you guys have anything out there kind of like what we have is Area 51. Is there some sort of a naval base or a highly secretive base out there as well? Well,
they're not secretive. They're just, I guess you would say is that people don't go there because you got to figure right here, like you got in the States, you have, 340 million people in a warm climate that travels from east to west, north to south. Here in Canada, 90% of the population lives within 100 miles of the border. And so there's so much
room.
Yeah, but there's so much more room out there in Canada. Like, Ontario is bigger than Texas.
Yeah, that's huge.
Right? And
Texas is big as hell.
Yeah, but Ontario, 90% of the population lives within about 60 miles of the border. Right? So they got all this other area that nobody's in. Sporadically, people, I go fishing, camping up there, do all that stuff, but nobody's there the whole time. So you don't know what military's doing or secret projects or whatever. And there's a lot of U.S. projects that in conjunction with Canadian military that do exercises up in the bush. Like, I was a prospector, and if you know what a prospector is, mining claims.
Yeah.
And doing that, and I worked a lot of stuff like out in places. Like, I was dropped out of helicopter jumps out in the middle of the bush and have to walk out 12 miles to get to the road to do to get back out back home. And like, there's like people probably in places in the bush I was at, it's probably nobody's been there for 40, 50, 60 years or even more, or if any.
So, I have something to add to that. You asked about the military. Sorry, Jimmy, I didn't mean to cut you off.
But no.
You asked, we don't have a specific Area 51, but in my research, what I have found, Dell is very right. Our military cooperates a lot with your military. We have actually captured some UFO-type aliens and UFO crashes, but it gets turned over for some reason to you guys in the U.S. But you can see that. You can verify that with research. So, well, that, about the border too. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what's so intriguing is that none of this, I would have never have thought to look for anything outside of the U.S. until we started doing this show, you know? And then even though we've talked to certain people who lived like in the, you know, on the other, in the 49 and 50, the state Hawaii or Alaska, that's even that seems foreign to me. But to hear and have interaction with you guys up north, further north, it's, I mean, it's just like crossing a bridge, but it's.
We're like half an hour from the, like 35 minutes from the Minnesota border. Like we're 6 hours north of Minneapolis. So we're really not that north. We're smack dab almost right.
We're right on Lake Superior. Yeah. But the, you just mentioned Hawaii. Hawaii has a culture and a tale of little people that are around there. They have these little.
The Nightwalkers.
Well, but also I can call Monamis or Mana something, whatever. These little guys and a bunch of the hotels have these little figures around their hotels to help, like this ward them off, right? So this is like a cultural thing. That's not even Hawaii. That's away from the U.S. border when they're talking about little people, little things, and even Alaska. I'll give a shout out to Q. For Xeno Hunters, and he's been looking into this. This is a huge folklore with the Inuit and Alaskan Native population of these little people. They talk about Sasquatch, Bigfoot, stuff like that, but little people is the concern.
Even in, we have a friend that Del met through me, and I met her on the other network. If you guys can ever get a hold of her and have her on, she's amazing. She has written, her name's Marla Ventura. But what I was going to mention is I never thought I'd ever have a conversation with Del about fairies, and we've actually with this little people, because there's got to be some truth to all these myths and lore that have succeeded all the way through all these eras. There has to be something to it that it's still staying within culture from generation to generation. Sorry, Jimmy, you were going to say something.
Oh. No, yeah, very much so. There's a person that I work with at my day job, and I mean she's very, I guess you could say flamboyant or gaudy with like her jewelry or whatever, but a lot of it's not like diamonds or, you know, gold. Like it's actual symbols. And I'm like, and the first time I actually met her, I asked her, I was like, why do you have all of these different symbols? She's like, well, it's for the fairies. I was like, I'm sorry, you want to say that one more time? And she said, for the fairies. And she started schooling me on fairies. And I'm leaning a little more and more towards maybe there is something out there like a fairy that we don't really know about.
Or vampires.
Well, this is the little guy that Laura made for me there to go and keep the ones that are around here in check. Right, he almost looks like a ZZ Top.
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
I see you guys while Del was talking. He hasn't seen it. It's a really good friend of mine I've had on the show, Rosary. He does Dark Hour Paranormal, and he posted this. I just about died. It says, "Is this a baby Sasquatch?" When you look at this, it looks fake, like the fur and stuff. But like I contacted Mike, like, okay, what's up with this video? Like, this is crazy. It looks like a baby in fur laying there blinking with a human face. It shows you the hands with the nails, the whole bit, the feet. Then it shows you it walking around.
See, and you missed the beginning, right?
Did I? Were you talking about this?
Yeah, well, he just showed pictures of his alien baby that he's having. That's why he was late.
Oh, I didn't see that. I'll have to go back and look at it. But this is...
It's right here.
He's expected.
I'll move forward. Congratulations. When does the baby do?
We're expecting around December time.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah,
thank
you.
The corn, as I call it. The corn, not the corn.
The corn. Yeah.
We're going to have a baby boom. No, it's walking around. It's on a little thread, and it's a foreign language. I don't know what this thing is, but it is blowing my mind. Like, is it a genetic experiment with all that they can do with genetics between a simian embryo and a human embryo? I don't know. Check it out.
I don't.
See, that, I mean, that, That's the type of stuff that's scary to me. Science is a lot scarier than any movie ever made, any slasher flick, because it's not far from reality. You know, there's somebody who's actually smart to genetically modify. I mean, they just genetically modified mosquitoes in Florida.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing there. But, you know, the doctor that was in China that made the twins, Nona and Nina, I think there were.
Yes.
And he's now dead. So.
Who is it? Wait a minute. What twins? What are we talking about?
He made it. He basically created a set of twins.
Yeah. That it would be HIV resistant. And there's a whole thing with the Geneva Convention that you're not supposed to experiment on embryos and grow them in test tubes. But he did this. Mm-hmm. So, and this got out. But you have to wonder, all the black budget projects, what else are they doing there with growing things?
I just seen a video with proof, the scientist talking about it, called genetic origami. And they can create with genes this trap, if you will, put it in a human. It has a lock. They can even put explosives with smart dust. These are scientists talking about it. They've done it. And when the time comes, when they want to unlock it, it could be EMF, it could be anything that could be the key. They can do that.
Well, that's why I didn't want to talk about
I
didn't want to talk about vaccines and government projects and stuff like that. But you also have to wonder about when things come out there with, like, and I don't want to say this, but things that go on there with vaccines that are a medical instrument that are changing DNA, and that they can be electrically induced to change things. You have to go and say, why? Right? Ask the question, why?
No, you're right.
What's the purpose? What's the end game?
It's not I've studied those. I won't say it because I don't want to trigger anything, but I've studied this for 20 years. This is not AVACCINE. And the companies are actually admitting this is a medical device. It is an app they refer to. There's a really great doctor out there, Dr. Carrie Mahdi, that's been talking about this. I know we're not going to keep talking
about
this.
Yeah, no,
the last thing I'll say. If you get a chance to check her out, it's M-A-D-E-J. She's been talking about this since this all started, not the jab, from the beginning of when the world changed. And she's been saying this is coming, and she's been right.
So what did you guys figure about Bill Gates, the
divorce,
with the divorce going on, and him and his wife are big, huge founders of eugenics. And if you don't know what eugenics is about getting rid of populations of people that are not like you, right? Reducing stuff. So now,
not them, like the global you, regular guys,
right? So Bill Gates and his wife are separating, and they're going through a divorce. And I actually had this part that came up on one of my Facebook posts. It says, "Oh my God! Mm-hmm. So anybody will divorce to become a millionaire?" It says, "No." It says, "You had a couple that was a billionaire couple. Now you have two billionaires that deal with genetic modulation and world manipulation and playing around with science and testing in third world countries."
why are we listening to Bill Gates?
I agree.
Why are we listening? But the man made this. Okay, I probably can't even show you.
He
made my laptop. Okay, he made my laptop. Why are we listening to a guy who makes laptops?
He didn't design that. He stole that from other people.
Because he has a lot of money.
Yeah. His father was connected with the CIA. He stole the product and got funding and did that through. Then he kept on stealing more and more of it and made deals. And the guy's, I don't care if you want to say college dropout or whatever, his family was connected. That's why he made all the money to do everything that he was doing. And that's why he created DOS. He never created DOS. His roommate created DOS, right? He bought that from him and said that it was his.
Oh, so that's like the whole Mark Zuckerberg thing, stealing it from those twins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking thieves. Oh, sorry. A cuss.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you're allowed one F-bomb per show.
Okay. Sorry, everybody.
Why people message me? They know we're live, and people are just like sending text messages. I was like,
yeah, me too.
I can't answer you. Thank you, though. They're watching.
Oh, well, anyways, we're coming close to our 10 o'clock.
You guys
should
have got a few extra minutes because
it says Laura Lee's got to go and jump upstairs and go with Seraphine. That's why she's in her costume.
I'm in my costume.
She's doing her Motley Crue show there tonight.
No, it's May the 4th be with you.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I have my baby.
Yes. This is my Star Wars shirt.
Right on.
Hey, Avery. Yeah. I'm wearing for Cinco de Mayo tomorrow.
Oh, yes. That's going to be
you know what, I actually looked into that before we went on to Lorelai's show last week. I was honestly curious. Are there Mexicans in Canada?
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have never thought that. I mean, I know it's silly as it sounds, and I heard you say you guys are just 7 miles. Do you really?
Yeah.
I would have never thought, because he's actually my cousin. He's my godbrother. He lives in Buffalo, and he's tried going into Canada. This was before he realized he couldn't with his 10th DUI, so they automatically escorted him out of the Walk of Shame, but just knowing that he's that close to another country is still amazing to me.
Well, he just has to go to Wroxham Road. Is that it? Between Ontario and Quebec. There, the RCMP are walking you through with your suitcase. No papers required.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same with anybody from India. They're flying them right into New York State and just walking them across.
And we've seen video. We didn't even know about this. There was somebody on YouTube that breaks these stories, independent news crew, because our news is 100% funded by the government, right? So we see what the government gives us, and they have video of it. RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police,
are they getting money for this? They getting kickbacks? I mean,
they put them on a bus and drive them to a hotel.
They're getting money. They're getting everything. What you're
so wait, so they're flying people in from India to, you said, New York State.
From that's not just exactly India, but other countries and stuff like that.
Into the U.S. and then they just cross right into Canada.
Yeah, at this point, and what they're doing, like people that are getting kicked out of the U.S., for example, are coming through there. No papers, no nothing. Just come on in.
So what would somebody like if I wanted to go to Canada, I would have to now. After 2011 or 9/11, is it a required driving would be the best?
Well, because with Canada and the U.S., we have the longest unprotected border there is in the entire world, and all you'd have to do is go fishing and go to Lake of the Woods or Lake Superior or go up to Grand Portage there and just get in a boat and just get off in Canada and then walk to the road and just go in.
What's happening?
No one would check you. No one would see you.
It went through the border.
That's scary.
About this Wroxham Road, we didn't know about it. We found out about it. But if you went through a border point right now, the new legislation is you have to have a CV test within 3 days of coming. It has to be specific at your expense. Yeah. When you come in,
I said I didn't want to talk
he
about.
He asked. Okay. And then there's another test that you have to have at your expense when you come through, and you have to be escorted. Okay. To a hotel at your expense, and you're only permitted basically jail food. You can't order it.
Hey, we're not talking about.
He asked. I know.
I did. Fair enough. You're right. I asked.
You know what's actually really crazy is, and I'll see if I can pull it up. But
okay.
the border of the U.S. and Canada, how it's just separated by trees.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You can. Actually, there's a really great documentary. You can watch it on Amazon Prime. And the guy walks all the way from Vancouver Island along the border through the cutout tree line all the way going to the Maritimes, right across there. And it's cut wide. I think it's about 50 or 60 feet wide, a big swath of trees that just goes along. And then he gets on the boat when he goes to the Great Lakes because Canada, right where... the Great Lakes.
Right there.
Know what those are? The Great Lakes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, because a lot of Americans don't understand what the Great Lakes are. They figure Toronto and Thunder Bay are on the same lake. Lake Superior is the biggest one, and Lake Ontario, where Toronto is way down the line by Niagara Falls. Totally separate. There's five Great Lakes that go, plus Lake St. Clair, and then the St. Lawrence Seaway. That's what separates the rest of Canada, U.S., from basically where we are, Thunder Bay, to the East Coast. But the rest of it is just cut tree line and farming farmland, right?
Yeah, I just saw a documentary. It was about those two Texas escaped inmates. And the one who almost got away, he was actually real close to that tree line trying to get into Canada. And they captured him like 500 yards from that tree line.
No way.
Yeah, there's the Texas 2 or something like that.
I wonder if you could see this. Can you see that?
Yeah.
That's the border of the. It's just open.
Yeah.
you can just walk across. And the thing is, parts of this border, which is really interesting, is that reserves are right on the border. So you can go back and forth in between Canada, U.S. there. If you're a native on the reserve, you're sort of in between places. And there's a place that's around Fort Frances that America is actually above Canada in this area because it's part of a peninsula, the way the lake goes. And it just, I think it was just at the end of last year that it was given to Canada, but it's been part of the U.S. for almost 100 years. There's a part in in Quebec, the city that's on the border, half of it is U.S., half is Canada, and it goes right through a library and a church.
Yeah, that's true.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, language, sir.
Oh, sorry. It wasn't an F-bomb.
That's true.
Sorry. But that's what I'm saying. All this stuff is so interesting to me. I can sit here and try and listen to their culture and subculture all day, you know.
Joe said, he had told me if your guests swear, he told me afterwards, he said it just can't go on certain platforms. That's also no worries.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just messaged Seraphine, so she knows why we're running late.
Okay.
Because I said you started late.
Yeah.
And you did.
So what is the craziest stuff that you have there going along East LA border?
Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead. I'll let you
anything. No, go ahead.
Well, I mean, nothing really necessary. I mean, right now, everything, like you said, it's all the whole, all the, you know, the vaccine and then the Trump saga and then the Biden saga. And it's, you know, I hate to bring up politics too, but this was the first year that I'm 51. We're the same age, you and I, Dale. Yeah. And I hadn't voted since Reagan. Now, my grandmother had ties. She worked for Reagan back in the late 70s, early 80s. So, you know, politics was something talked about, but I never followed it. But the last three presidencies, and nothing against Obama, nothing against – I actually liked Trump. When he was on Celebrity Apprentice, he was funny. He was a funny character. And that's what's unfortunate. They – our constituents here in this nation voted for him. Mm-hmm. So how can they be mad about letting this guy, I'm not going to call him a clown, but he's definitely somebody that's not a true politician, run this world for 4 years.
The guy played the part. That's what he did. Okay, he's a businessman. I didn't vote for him. I don't really care for politics by any means. But the guy, you got to admit it, as shitty as he was, as gray as he was, said it again, I'm sorry.
he shook up a lot.
He shook the cage.
Yes, that I will give him.
I'll say this part is that where Ross Perot got submarined, because Ross Perot was a businessman that was going to go and fix up the U.S. Mm-hmm. And then he got submarined by the Clintons and the Bushes and stuff like that. Trump came in. He said, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman. I'm going to run the country as a business.
Right.
And that's true. He did a lot of stuff that benefited himself and probably set himself up a lot. I don't think that he did a...
We don't think he's an angel.
I don't think he's an angel, but I think he
by any means
trying to make the country better. And
I don't know what happened. That was from Joe telling us we got to get off.
Okay, we got that.
Oh, okay. That's our cue.
Okay, so tell them there where you guys can be seen there quickly. We got about 12 seconds.
You guys can catch us on YouTube, Instagram. We just started a Facebook page, TikTok, Twitter. Go over to flow.page/btwbj, and you find all of our links there. And we do have merch that is going to be released as well. Link is already up.
Bo Talk with Big Jim podcast.
Yes.
Awesome. I really appreciate you guys coming in there last minute and,